We're trying to re-educate the population who know very little about the Montevideo Maru incident, especially the local people, because most of the people that got killed that came from here were in fact Europeans. And so it never really had an effect on the local people until now. We're trying to trace people who were involved or who knew of the Europeans that got on that ship. So it's very important that this thing needs to be publicized and local people know about it.
Tell me a little bit then about the sequence of events and how Rabaul came to be at the center of this most dreadful incident, even during wartime.
The Europeans that had been working here were all collected from outlying islands and taken into Rabaul, and then they were marched onto the ship and were taken away, and that's about all there is that was known about it until recently when the story is being retold.
The key to what happened here was the fact that this was an unmarked ship, and therefore the United States, taking no chances that the submarine involved, fired at this ship, not knowing who was on board, I presume.
That's right. The ship was unmarked. Submarine were under pressure to deliver the goods, in other words, get rid of some of the Japanese ships that were operating in the area. This was a targeted ship. They shot at it, and it didn't know who was on the ship. That's all there is to it.
How did the story eventually begin to filter out and the full scale of what had happened? Because I don't think really at the time people were fully aware, whether you've indicated as much already, that this story has come out over decades.
It slowly started filtering through. And even now, in fact, there are still debates raging around the historical circles and around the local people here and the Australians. There is still debate as to the number of people that was on the ships, whether some people were actually loaded on the Montevideo Maru or were killed elsewhere. So it still it's not as clear as one would have thought. After all this time, after 75 years of history, we still are not sure exactly what happened or the lead up to this story.
So part of this process of keeping the memory of this incident alive is to, I presume, continue, you and others, the search for those missing facts. But with the commemorative service coming up today, a different mood, I would imagine. Really, this is all about honouring those people who lost their lives all those years ago.
Yes, there is now, in fact, some documentation as to the list of people that were on that ship. From my perspective, I'm actually trying to tell the story from the natives who were involved. And the story that I'm going to tell today is, in fact, quite interesting because it relates the incident on the Duke of York Islands where the Reverend Shelby, was taken off the island onto a ship. And, of course, everybody was very upset, and there was a lot of crying and sadness on the shores because they didn't know where their beloved minister was being taken to. And up till now, I don't think the people at the Duke of York Islands knew that Reverend Shelby was taken on that ship. So I am really trying to tell the people here that some of their beloved missionaries were taken on the ship on the Montevideo Maru and were killed. Up to now, as I said before, they still did not know where those missionaries ended up.
Presumably, there will be people still living in that part of Papua New Guinea who will have connections, direct connections to Reverend Shelby.
There are still people who remember the story of Reverend Shelby. Of course, the old people have died now. But not only was Reverend Shelby taken onto the ship, but there was six or seven other people killed at the time, and these people have got relatives who are still alive.
Is there any formal form of recognition within Rabaul or elsewhere in the region? And if not, is that something that you would like to see, be it a commemorative plaque or something else, so that the memory of what happened 75 years ago is maintained?
There is a plaque in Rabaul, and we will be conducting a dusk service this afternoon at the plaque on the Montevideo Maru affair. What I would like to do is, in fact, try and collect some of the other stories of the other people who were involved in the incident, especially the natives, and either add them to the plaque or create another plaque so that these people are also remembered. At the moment, the work is still ongoing, and I'm still struggling with the stories because there's so many stories that haven't been told, and it hasn't really been done up until I started doing this work about 5 years ago.